Good morning, everyone, and welcome to this morning's brief update from October the 5th, 2023. My name is David Clark, and I'm one of the analysts here at NASDAQ Dorsey Wright. And taking a look at yesterday's performance, it was a positive one from most equity indexes. We saw the NASDAQ Composite finish the day up over 1% there, saw the S&P up 81 basis points, and a little bit of a rebound out of the Russell 1000. Did see crude down notably, down over 5% with yesterday's action, while EEM and gold continuous were also in negative territory. So looking at NASDAQ Composite this morning, not much change on that chart. Still maintains its column of X's after reversing up last Friday. Interestingly enough, with a lot of the downside action this week, has yet to reverse down into a column of O's. So worth keeping an eye on NASDAQ Composite there. We still see the S&P 500 sitting in O's at this time, even with that rebound yesterday. Taking a look at crude oil, the action yesterday brought it down to the 85 and really potentially looking at below 84 here currently is where it's closed or marked to market yesterday. And at the moment, that brings it back to this prior resistance level that we had really struggled to get through, dating back to the latter part of 2020. So in all honesty, not too surprising to see the pullback to this level as it pulls back to prior resistance. And really at this point, that's right around the middle of the trading band. So seeing a pretty significant exhale yesterday out of crude oil, right back to the middle of that trading band and prior resistance now in the mid 80s. As far as other action goes, following yesterday's action, we actually saw that money market percentile, or following Tuesday's action, pardon me, we saw that money market percentile rank move back above 50 and is inching on the 60th percentile here. We saw it move back above briefly that 50% mark there in May, and ultimately for a few days or about a week in March there during the banking crisis, but really haven't seen a pretty sustained move by the money market percentile rank above that 50 or 60% for more than just a week since really the beginning of the year. So we'll continue to monitor that, see if it's able to sustain this high of a ranking, high of a percentile ranking. And much of what we've seen over the past week has been a lot of the small cap space moving down, along with some global equities that we've seen move below money market. From a sector front, we've seen consumer cyclical now move below money market, as well as communications. So seeing some of those areas and that had improved, were a part of this group of scoring above three, now moving below money market. But one of the relationships you may keep a close eye on is going to be this all equity funds, including both really all global funds, domestic and international, against the U.S. money market. When we look at that right now, they're still separated by roughly about 0.2 points, a little less than that. But ultimately, we've seen them get close here in May, maybe jockey for a little position there. We saw them just briefly switch positions in March. But when we see this U.S. money market group move above all equity funds, typically those are periods when we're obviously seeing some fairly decent downside out of equities, broadly speaking. So, and the relative story is weak relative to cash. So we'll continue to monitor that. Again, not taking place as of yet. All equity funds still maintaining above three, U.S. money market just below that three line, but is one to keep an eye on for the remainder of the week and on even into next week. As far as indicator action goes, not much, but we did see the 10-week for the NDX, the NASDAQ 100, move back into a column of X's up to 22% here. Is worth noting that these NDX indicators tend to be the first to move either upside or downside because of its much smaller universe with just 100 stocks. So these indicators tend to move a little more than some of the other ones for the other index universes, such as the S&P 500, 400, and 600. But at least a bit of a silver lining, if you will, seeing it move back into X is there at 22%. Looking at the bullish percents, though, for those Dorsey Wright 40 sectors, generally right now we don't have any indexes. We started the week with just oil and X's, but ultimately we now sit in a position with none of the DWA bullish percent sitting in a column of X's at this time, and an average reading below 30%, which we now see that move down to 28% here and below 30% for the first time really since the latter part of last year, ultimately reaching a low point in September of last year there at 18%. So really at this point suggesting the average bullish percent reading is less than one out of every three stocks within the sectors that are maintaining buying buy signals right now. And actually, when we look at the BP and Nexus chart, those who are not familiar with it, measures just the number, not the percentage, just the number of DWA bullish percents in a column of X's right now. And as we see, we sit there at zero because we don't have any in a column of X's at the moment. And actually, looking over the past 2 years, this makes the fourth visit for the BP and X's to that zero level. The only other year, when we scroll back here, only two-year period where we've seen a move to zero for the BP and X's chart here in excess of four or more was 2007, 2008, when we saw five trips to zero there. And then if you kind of roll over into 2009, saw a sixth one here in early March before ultimately we saw a resumption back. But even then, you know, it's not out of the realm of possibility that in decent markets, we see low number of bullish percents in a column of X's. You know, they tend to move back and forth. Ultimately, we see some exhales out of the market. But again, interestingly enough, only fourth time we've seen this in the past 2 years. And only other time we've seen more than that was back in 07 and 08. So we'll continue to watch a lot of this as we continue to see the market really kind of trade in this oversold territory. We continue to look for positive action out of indicators, and any movement there, we will bring it to your attention. So as always, if you have any questions that may be on your mind, feel free to give us a call at 804-320-8511. Hope everyone has a nice day.